Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Hi, Jim. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you?
Great.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that.
Yeah. Jim, did I see the police just leave the shop?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no. So why were they here?
Oh, there's been some more vandalism. Nothing major.
Oh, so what was it this time?
Someone broke a window and Debbie felt that she had to call the police.
What, for a broken window?
Yeah, she's worried we're being targeted.
And what do you think?
I doubt it. It was probably just a drunk.
Well, I hope you're right. It's been three times now and we've never had any trouble before.
Yeah, I know. Well, must get on. See you.
How was your day?
Oh, just wonderful.
No, really? Was it okay?
Yeah, it was fine. It was just like any other day.
Jim, do you miss Mike?
Yeah, I do a bit. I mean, it's not the same, is it?
Well, no.
Penny, we all know what went on with the two of you.
Well, that's a surprise.
So do you miss him?
Well, yes, of course I do.
Penny, do you mind me asking, did you see the relationship as being long-term?
No, it was good, but I knew it wouldn't last long.
So why did you do it?
What do you mean?
Well, now don't take this wrong. Why Mike after being with Joe for so long?
Well, that's why it did work. Mike was down, and I knew I was just a shoulder to cry on. And what was nice is he thought I was attractive.
Oh, Penny.
Well, there you have it. Now, let's change the subject. Have the Pattersons gone back to Spain?
Yes, they have. They're lucky, you know. Don't you think it'd be nice to live in Spain and have someone else to run your company for you? All they do is take the money.
Well, yeah, that would be nice. Would you like to live abroad?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm happy here on the island. What about you?
No, I'm happy here. Joe and I did think about it once, but we didn't do it in the end.
Why not?
I don't really know. The idea just fizzled out.
Do you think the Pattersons will be able to stay in Spain after Brexit?
Yeah, they're not going to send every Brit back, are they?
Some people say they will.
No way. They won't do that. I agree, we don't know exactly what will happen, but there's no way they will send every Brit back.
To be honest, Penny, I don't want the Pattersons coming back.
Between you and me, Jim, neither do I.
Well, you seem much happier.
I am. I was being silly worrying about everything. And you're right. I was just making a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, I'm glad you've cheered up. Oh, and Debbie phoned here. She said your mobile was off.
Was it? And what does she want?
Well, she didn't say, but she didn't seem too happy.
Oh, I bet it's because we have problems at work.
What sort of problems?
Oh, more vandalism. And Debbie thinks the shop is being targeted.
Targeted for what?
The hit and run. She thinks because Mike worked at the shop, someone is taking it out on us.
And that someone being...
Well, the Ryans, of course.
Oh, Penny, please be careful.
Why would they get at us? We had nothing to do with Mike's debts.
Penny, if they knew you'd gone out with Mike, they may come after you.
Kathy, I came home in a really good mood and you've ruined it. You're making me feel scared. What do you mean they may come after me?
No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant... With the shop, they've got to make someone pay.
And you're saying that might be me? Kathy, I'm scared now. We all know what the Ryans are like.
Ah, good morning, Penny. Can I have a quick word?
Yes, of course.
Well, I'll get straight to the point. I'm starting to worry about the shop.
Oh? What, you mean with the damage?
Yes.
Well, what have the police said?
All they said to me was to make sure the CCTV is working and double-check the doors and windows when I leave.
Is the CCTV working?
Yeah, it is now.
So, can you see anyone?
No.
Well, maybe we need more cameras.
Well, that would mean asking Mr. Patterson.
Debbie, you have told them about the damage, haven't you?
Well, no, I haven't.
Oh, gosh. Well, don't you think you should?
Well, I was hoping it was going to be a one-off.
Well, it's not, is it? Debbie, I think you should tell them. I mean, it's not your fault.
No, I know that.
Well, email them then. So what do the police say? Do they think it's just one person?
Oh, I don't know. They don't say.
Has Mike been mentioned at all?
No, why?
Well, it's just a thought, but do you think it might be the Ryan family getting their own back on Mike through the shop?
What? No. Why would they do that?
Well, you know what they're like. Someone will have to pay, won't they?
Oh, Penny, that's it. I'm fed up with it all.
I didn't mean you personally.
I know, but I'm acting as manager at the moment, and I've had enough. I can't cope with the worry, Penny. Any trouble with this place and the police phone me. I'm fed up with it all.
Oh, Debbie, it might not be them.
Look, please don't say anything to anybody, but if it does carry on, I'm going to leave.
Oh, please don't.
It's too much worry, Penny. I'm not sleeping because I think the police will be phoning me at any minute.
Well, I can see it must be stressful, but it is just a building. No one is getting hurt.
Yeah, but that's just it. What if they take it out on me?
Why would they take it out on you?
Because his family will want revenge. Oh, Penny, you just said it. They won't stick to the building. Peter died. Someone has to pay.
But Mike has been arrested. And if he's guilty, then surely they will go after him.
Hello, Penny.
Hi, Kathy. Are you in tonight?
Yes.
I thought you were going swimming or something.
No.
OK, I'll see you later then.
Oh, Penny, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Tell me, what's wrong?
Kathy, do you think Mike is guilty?
OK, let's speak later.
Well, do you?
Look, Penny, I don't know. And what about you?
Me? I don't know. I thought I did, but I'm not so sure now.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.